Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Thick Boy Mafia. We have a very special guest today. His name is Al Vallejo. We sit him down with the TBM crew and talk a little bit about his life. Before we get started with today's podcast, I'd like to first thank everyone who supports us, whether it's through listening, watching, or buying our merch. We just want you to know that TBM crew appreciates you, and we look forward to making more content. Without further introduction, here's our next guest, Al.
I want to go turn it on one day to move it, you know, like stretch its legs and shit. And I smelled gas and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Am I tripping? Like, that's raw gas. You know what I mean? Like, raw gas has a certain smell, you know?
Yeah.
So then I told Uriah, I was like, hey, look under the car as I start it. Tell me if you see any dripping. He's like, dad, there's a puddle down there. I was like, oh, shit. So I stopped. I was like,
dude.
Yeah.
So once I was in, I had a Prelude SI 91.
Oh, shit, tight.
And I lowered it because I'm a dumbass. And, you know, I was like 19 or 20. And I went to, you know, the AT&T over there on Blackstone in Herndon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went there. And when I went over, you know, like those metal things, those on the street, you know, like there's just, they cover like electrical boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had one there. And when I went over it, the front wheels lifted the back up of that metal thing and it caught onto my downpipe and it just bent the whole downpipe and all and my whole exhaust all the way.
No.
And when it bent, it made it like a super sharp corner, poked a hole in my gas, in my fuel cell, and I just spilled fuel everywhere, dude.
Oh my God.
And then it was a bitch to get a tow truck in there to get it out. And on top of that, the car was low. So then the dude charged me more.
Oh, yeah. They always do that.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, your car's lowered?
Dude, put the stupid. It was, yeah.
Yeah, and then they pull out a fucking piece of wood and they're like, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
this is our special tool.
Yeah.
It's going to be $50 more.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. I was like, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah.
Cost you. He's like, well, it's because, what did he tell me? He's like, well, that's because like, I could damage the car. I was like, more damage than it is right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
For
yeah.
What car did you have?
It was a 91 Honda Prelude SI.
It's like a coupe. What is that?
Can't picture it in my head, yeah. But I know I've seen it.
It's a coupe, right? It's like a two-door.
Yeah, it's a two-door. It's supposed to be like a, I guess like a, technically a sports car, but they're not really. They don't have power.
Was it the one with the flip lights?
No. Oh, that's the That's the Gen 1 or Gen 2.
Yeah, so it was the one with the little, the straight lights in the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. They're sick, yeah. Yeah. They're super fun to drive.
Yeah.
Nice. Very fucking fast.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
They can be.
Torquey.
Yeah. But I don't know why they didn't make them rear-wheel drive. It would have been a better car.
They made an all-wheel drive kind of.
They're rare as fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Kind of like your NSX. Yeah. Cool as hell. Yeah. Do you have the Honda badge or the Acura badge on
there? I have the Acura badge on there, but I am going to change it to Honda.
Yeah, that's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Wait, why? We could do that? What?
Well,
So, you want to explain it?
Yeah.
So in Japan, there's no Acura. Acura doesn't exist. It's all Honda. So when they made the NSX and they brought it to the United States, they just put it under the Acura banner.
Because yeah. Acura is like the American luxury car of Honda.
Of Honda.
Yeah. Oh, it's like it's like Lexus. Lexus.
Yeah. But everything is Honda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Lexus. You know, everything's Toyota.
Yeah.
Toyota Motors.
Have you seen the story of how they came up with that name?
Uh-uh.
I think it's like the L or the LU stands for luxury. And then the U.S. or LUX stands for luxury, and the U.S. stands for United States.
Oh, shit.
So it's a luxury.
I did not know that.
Yeah, from Toyota, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, dude, tight. Those things, Lexuses are sick, dude.
Oh, yeah, I love Lexus, nice. Yeah.
I still, there's that game, what is it? Need for Speed.
Uh-huh.
I always remember getting one of the Lexuses and like,
oh, did you? Yeah,
so much
yeah.
I thought they just look cool.
I used to get the Eclipse and the Hondas.
Is it because of the Fast and Furious?
Yeah, and then they were all wheel drive, so like it used to just hop, you know.
Those things are sick, dude.
Yeah.
Shireen used her Honda up to.
Oh my God, 245,000 miles, and I still have it at my house.
Yeah, and it's still running.
Not right now, but it still functions really good.
Yeah,
I commute so much. I had to get a new car.
Oh wow!
And now I'm already at like 134, 135.
You bought it pretty new, right?
Damn. I've had it for almost 3 years.
Wow! Yeah. So you drive that much?
150 miles a day.
Damn, a day?
A day, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, it's nuts.
And you do that for free? Because I get paid to do that, and I hate it.
I mean, I get paid well, but I mean, the gas sucks. It's like $600-$700 a month just
on
gas.
Oh, that's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, it's,
and then the wear and tear on your car, tires, brakes.
What you think of all that too? Because of your what you work in, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do?
I am a logistics, pretty much I deliver packages.
Nice. Yeah.
I was gonna say, explain it like I'm five.
I do manage a few Aquarius.
You're on a date and you're talking to a girl, and then what are you like? You're not gonna say you deliver a package. What are you gonna say?
The logistics. Yeah. Which I have no clue what the fuck it means. Yeah, right. But yeah,
it
yeah.
sounds good.
It, when you look for these jobs, it's under logistics.
Oh, nice. Logistics. So, yeah, oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I think I've seen that, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What were we gonna say?
I totally forgot.
Yeah, well, you sorry. Do like yeah. what? Like Final Mile?
What happened?
You do like Final Mile?
What's that?
Final or like the what is it? When you're like at the end, you're delivering it to the home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So I'll start like the furthest, and then I'll move my way closer to my house.
Oh, that's okay. Smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You and you control that. You control.
So yeah, yeah. Right now I control all that, but they're going to be changing to a new app where it's going to be a little bit different. So I'm kind of hoping I could work around it because it's going to route me whatever way they want to be mm-hmm. routed. Just to, like, yeah, aim, yeah. Their... And I don't like that. I want right. to well, do the way I want
to.
Yeah,
people you schedule under you, don't it out you,
the way you want it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah.
You have people under you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. Right? I have like I want to say 10 to 11 drivers right now that are that's that great. I manage. But yeah, I do like Clovis area, Salma, Fowler, and then like Fresno, like the west side. Yeah,
some
yeah.
sneeze drives, man.
Really yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. Clovis is cool to me, dude. Like I try staying in Clovis. You know, like I've been in Clovis for a long time, and I know it pretty well. So I'm just
like the back of your hand.
Yeah, I'm just zooming. You know, yeah.
Is that where you live on that side?
I live like by the Sunnyside area.
So you said, okay.
Yeah, yeah, nice yeah, yeah.
You know, some really it's nice.
Kind of close.
There's some really nice houses over there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Fowler and like,
yeah, the newer houses.
Yeah, no, yeah. no, like all like these older like really long.
Yeah,
homes
the sunny side.
Yeah,
like
they don't
yeah.
have
sunny side, right? Yeah, yeah. I've seen them area. A lot online. They look really, really
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah, they They're got like hard. A lot of glass to them, and you know, like big the windows. Big windows. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like what's that street? Huntington. Like Huntington? That kind of style houses?
No, not like that.
No,
style.
They're more like ranch style. They're just like
oh,
really
ranch.
Long.
Yeah, yeah,
ranch
okay, yeah, yeah.
Big. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're just like really long homes.
I think my cousin have character.
My cousin yeah. bought like well, luckily he got it like right when the pandemic started.
Uh-huh.
So the houses are still kind of cheap. He got a fat house, like I think it was like 5-6 bedrooms.
Oh shit!
Really cheap. He said he sold his other home and he like I think he turned a profit and bought this one.
Nice.
And it was nice, dude.
Yeah, there's some badass houses over there. I had a homie that lived over there, and his house was, like, super long, dude. Like, really long. I was actually kind of scared of it because, like, the hallways were so long. It just looked, like, creepy. Yeah, yeah. Especially at night. Yeah.
You shut off the lights and, like, run to the room.
Yeah. I would hate going to the restroom at night, like, when I was spending the night at his house because it would just be so creepy, dude. I'm like, I don't know. There might be ghosts up in this motherfucker.
You hear the little chirping sound?
Yeah. Yeah, everything no. creaks and shit.
You know? Yeah, that's just an old home.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I had a cousin, and apparently, like, the house is haunted, but I think he came home drunk one day.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I think he was, like, in the kitchen trying to do something, and he knocked all the pots out of the, like,
oh,
the
hell no.
cupboard or whatever. Uh-huh. And my mom yells out, "Who's there?" And he goes, "It's the cat."
It's the cat. He blamed it on the cat.
They didn't have a fucking cat.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh. That's crazy.
Oh dude. No, yeah. Oh man. We had I used to stay at my cousin's house, and damn, at night it would get it was over there on Belmont.
Oh yeah.
Where all the hookers are.
Oh shit. It's
really creepy, dude.
You sure it was the hookers?
Because like and you know what's crazy? Like it was pretty awesome because like when all the power would go out, I think their house is the oldest one on the block.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
So the power was connected to like the factories across the street. Uh-huh. So whenever that grid went down in their block, they were the only house with power.
They had power? Oh,
because
shit.
They were connected to the old grid.
Wow.
That wouldn't go down.
Yeah. So it was a separate grid.
Technically, yeah. And then like I remember because we used to live like the next street or like a couple streets over.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to their house because we knew they had power. So we'd go hang out there for like until the power came on.
That's tight.
That's convenient. It's really nice.
I'd be pissed off if I was a neighbor.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be like, why the fuck they got power?
Look out your window and you see it. I'm like, I hate
These
you.
These fools are stealing power or some shit.
Oh, man. I would love to steal power, man. PG&E is screwing me so
oh,
hard.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it, bro.
I don't even want to look at this month's bill.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of paying
so
much.
We're getting credit like for... The California thing.
Yeah.
I saw like the headline and I was going to read it and I'm like, it might piss me off. So I did it.
Yeah,
I don't want to get my hopes up.
Last month, like, dude, my bill was like, I think $1,100.
Oh, bro, me too.
Yeah.
11?
$1,100. Yeah. This month it went down to $500, thank God.
Might have been $500.
I haven't checked mine.
And that was pissing me off.
I haven't checked mine, but I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, dude, my kids, think I work for PG&E, bro. Fucking leave on every light, the fans. I come home, dude. My daughter's fan's on. My son's TV's on. You know,
freaking. And they're nowhere in the area.
Yeah, they're at school. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell? Like, just turn it off, guys.
Just turn it off. Have you thought about getting like the smart stuff so I can you can shut it off yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking about that. It just kind of freaks me out, you know, like
having all that AI.
Did you see?
I can see that. Oh man, it's getting real creepy. Boston Dynamics. They're the ones that made like the robot dog.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see like the new robot they made? It can like run on like rough terrain and stuff, and it can like load up and like make a jump onto like a boulder.
But why? Like, who wants a robot dog? I'd rather have a real dog.
Wait, is it a robot dog or a robot?
Like, it's a robot that's supposed to be technically a dog, but you know how they're like, oh, because people were like, why are you making this? And they're like, for no reason. And apparently they like, there's like a photo that popped up of one outfitted with like military stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
it's like, we're gonna kill ourselves one day.
Yeah.
AI is gonna take over.
Rise of the Machine.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait for that.
I have like smart stuff in my house, like to turn off the light or to turn on the fan. I'll just say, Alexa, turn on master light.
And no way.
If I turn it on right now.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like I don't know how you guys do it, but who turns off like the light at night? Like when you guys have to go and get up and turn
off. Yeah.
I just say, Alexa, turn off.
Most of the time it's me.
I just say, Alexa, turn off. We had a baby lamp when our kids were a baby.
Aww.
You know, so like we have like a little light.
Now Fred uses it.
Alexa, turn off baby lamp and then we have no light.
That's dope. So was that expensive?
It saves like 5 seconds. No, shouldn't
it? It saves like 5 seconds. It's worth it.
You know, like, but you're dead tired.
It's convenient.
Oh, yeah.
You say, Alexa, turn off light and
dang, that's dope. Yeah.
Do you have it to where you can control your AC too, like off your phone?
Oh, you have do you have a Nest?
Oh, I could just Alexa, what's the thermostat set to? The AC is set to 71.
That's 71.
Alexa,
cool. 71.
Right now,
my house is always at like 78.
That's what I put mine at. No. 78. Yeah.
Mine's at 75 because I have dogs in there. Yeah. I don't want them.
Mine
to die.
Gets really cold. Like if I were to do anything under than that, because I have tile and it's really open, like it would just. It stays super cold in there.
That's nice.
No, 76 usually, but when you have people over.
My AC, I believe, is too small for my house. And so I got to pump it, dude. Like, it got to pump all day. I got high ceilings, too, so that don't help, you know? Yeah.
You got an older home or newer?
It's, like, semi-newer. I want to say it was built maybe in, like, 2010?
Yeah, that is.
Around there.
And it's small. The AC is small for the house.
Yeah, the AC is small, dude. I want to say it's, like, a 2.5 ton or something like that. It should be like a 3.5. So it's, it's pretty underrated. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen those like those wall ones that are like really, really good for like
I have a bunch of those too. I just haven't put them in.
Oh, the but mini splits.
Yeah, the mini splits. Yes. Yeah, yeah. They work pretty good. Yeah. They
That'll
work
rack up your PG&E bill too.
Yeah.
That's a frustrating part.
Yep. Yeah.
That's when you connect it to your neighbor's house.
Right. Get the long extension cord.
I've been thinking about getting solar.
That's what I was going to
say.
Solar.
Yeah. I've been thinking about getting a solar.
Leasing it?
Scared of the true bill, man. Like everybody's talking about that, the true
bill. The true bill.
So,
Wait, what's that?
So check this out, dude. Okay, a lot of people don't know about this, right?
That's how they get you.
They get solar and they're like, "Oh yeah, my bill's $60." Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So
and then whatever their lease or payment is.
We had moved to my in-law's house for a couple years, and her dad had just put this big solar system in the backyard because the it has like a half acre or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And it has a pool, and that pool pump's running all the time, you know, and then they're on a well, so that pump's running all the time to keep the pressure up, you know, and so their bill was always pretty expensive, and so they bought like a bunch of solar panels, and so dude, the bill was like $80 a month, right? And you know, we're just paying the $80, thinking nothing of it, you know. At the end of the year, we get this bill for like $4,000, and I'm like, what? I've been paying this shit. Fool, you know, and it said true op $4,000. Dude, I was so heated, bro. So
because they don't tell you that up front.
No, they don't. They don't. So what it is they charge you for that little, you know, the little amount, but then there's a true op part, and the true op part's usually like $200-$300, depending on how much you use.
Yeah.
But you don't have to pay it till the end of the year. So when the end of the year comes, it just starts calculating up. Boom, 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 boom. And then it's a big bill at the end of the year.
See, I'd rather just pay the bills monthly, because in December, I'm not going to try and pay that
exactly.
much money.
Yeah.
I think what you have to do is get more solar panels. So what that true-up bill is, like, whatever you're taking from PG&E.
I hate
So whatever you take from PG&E, it adds up at the end of the year.
Yeah,
that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. If I would have known about it, like, a little bit better, I would have just paid the true-up every month. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I went and had that big bill at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. They don't tell you. Everybody gets mad on it.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have. Like, it's crazy.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You learned something new today. I know. I'm so proud of you. Usually, it's very rare for you to not know it's very hard
for me to learn, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know a lot.
I don't know shit.
Don't sound like it.
People that,
yeah.
People that think they know a lot, I feel like, are, like, the less you say you, how do I put this? Like, the more you say you don't know about stuff, the more you can learn. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
okay, yeah.
I feel like people that are just really, yeah.
I didn't say nothing. I'm listening.
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like people that think that they know everything don't know less than, you know, there we go.
It's hard knowledge to explain, with Fabian. Yeah. Thank you so much. That was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you think that you know too much, you don't really know anything at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know shit, dude. Yeah. That's why I asked. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know much either.
No. So you own this, like, a logistics company? That's what it's called?
No, no, no. So I don't own it. There's a guy that I work for. He's out in LA, and he owns a bunch of territories. And so I just manage that territory for him. Manager. Yeah, okay. But eventually I do want to buy my own territory. Uh-huh. You know,
What does that mean, buy? So who do you buy it from?
So pretty much, because I work for OnTrack, how could I say it? After a while, some people will lose their territory for messing up, and so then their territory will go for bid, and then you go and bid on that territory. Oh, okay. Yeah, and pretty much the person that bids the least, because that's how much you're going to get paid, is the least, they usually win. So you got to be really careful, because I've seen a few people in these last couple of months bid really low so they can get the territory, but you're not making that much money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like kind of shooting yourself in the
foot. It's like that movie War Dogs. Because then you'd be managing the whole thing, too.
And it doesn't go up ever?
No. And if you try to, like, negotiate with them, most of the time they're like, you know what? We'll just find somebody else.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. It's pretty ruthless, dude. That's why I kind of like was thinking like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I should, you know, get into that, you know, but I don't know. It's still a thought. Yeah. Still a thought. Yeah.
But you do own Vallejo Prints.
Yeah. Valley Joe Prints. Yeah. It does stand for Vallejo. Okay.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. And then I saw it printed down. I'm like, that. Okay. I didn't know it was Valley Joe.
So here's the story behind that name. Pretty much, well, my last name's Vallejo, of course, right? And there's the city Vallejo in the Bay Area, okay? And I'm a Big Mac Dre fan, okay? And he always shouts out Valley Joe. That's like slang terminology for Vallejo, you know? So a lot of people, you'd be like, they would call my last name Valley Joe. And so then I was like, you know what? Instead of putting Vallejo, put Valley Joe, you know?
Like that.
Yeah. And we're in the Central Valley, so it kind of, you know.
Valley.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So
that's, I think, cool. You told me that. Yeah. I think we were like rolling one day and then you just like told me the actual story.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Yeah. The way you said Valley Joe, because I didn't know that. I like in my brain, I kept saying that all day. The next day I was like, Valley Joe.
Yeah.
It was just like running.
It's catchy.
My, yeah. I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's fucking catchy.
Oh, and then I think I started talking shit on Meg Dre.
Oh, hater. My God. Oh, what did you listen to in high school?
I think I told you, I was like, I like his least popular songs, like where he raps instead of like the hypey stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I was like, I like the other ones more.
Yeah.
The deeper cuts, I think that's what I told you.
Yeah, yeah. The older stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of those songs are sick.
Yeah. Some of the new stuff starting to get a little weird.
Do you remember that? What was the name of his TV show or like his movie, little movies? Dizzle Vision or no?
Trill TV.
Trill TV. Yeah. There we go.
So just the other day, it was his 25 year anniversary from releasing that Trill TV. I want to say Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah.
25.
Yeah, 25 years. Old. Yeah, I know. Oh, Jesus. Dude, I'm old. Like, yeah.
I just remember that girl. Like. Get like, I love this guy. Yeah, and she went to Fresno State.
Yeah, he was actually in Fresno at a party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that chick was all like, I don't know, she looked like she was intoxicated with something, and she was all over him. Oh, I love this, this is my guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, somebody made the meme, right, where it's like that one, but like you to your barber because he cuts your hair nice, and it's like, I love this guy. And I sent it to my barber right before I got there.
Shout out to
this is how I want to leave.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up, please. Yeah.
I was showing up at Tamales because that was like the first cut of the day.
Yeah, yeah. That's so good.
That's cool.
What do y'all do? Shut yourself out.
For what, the Valley Joe?
Yeah, Valley Joe.
Okay, so we do vinyl prints on geese, shirts, you know, pretty much whatever we can get vinyl on. And then we do the sublimation now. We actually got the sublimation going. So, yeah, we're printing out, like, different designs and, you know, with color and stuff like that. Yeah.
Can you guys do rash guards, too?
Yeah, we can do rash guards. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And then we're also doing embroidery. Yeah, we just started embroidering the belts. So you can put, like, your name or, you know, your team or whatever.
I'm going to put depression on mine.
Have you done hats and beanies and stuff, too?
Yeah. So, pretty much, my wife is the one that does all this stuff, okay?
Nice.
Yeah, just to put that out there, you know, because I know a lot of people think it's me, and it's not me, bro. It's my wife. Yeah, I mean, she does.
Yo, everything. I just came up with the name.
Yeah. I was just the sponsor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not as good, like, at the computer and all that stuff as she is.
She's really when cool. When she pitched it, were you acting like Shark Tank?
yeah, she did have to buy me on the embroidery machine.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, look, I can do this, I can do that, and you know, yeah, but it's been a little tough, you know, with the embroidery machine. It's kind of a little bit more finicky than we thought it was going to be. Yeah, but she's getting it down.
That's really cool.
So you guys do like hats and beanies and shit?
Yeah. We made a couple of elite ones, and then a couple of different hats, like just different writing and stuff like that.
I think
that.
We might need some Thick Boy Mafia ones.
Yeah. We
should definitely do that.
Yeah. The beanies are really cool. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Like a embroidery one on a like a crew neck sweater. Yeah. You know, like the old Nike ones. Yeah. That would look nice, dude.
Yeah. That'd be dope, dude. Yeah.
Give us your business card.
Yeah.
No, he's done some Versa.
Yeah.
He does like
no way. I had no idea.
Yeah, he did our
the first one?
BTS for the raccoons. The Trash Pandas.
Oh, yeah. Right. That was a dope one, too.
Yeah. He did that
one.
So. Nice. That is a sweet shout. I love that shirt.
Shout out.
I like raccoons. Have you seen them when they're really little?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, they're sick, dude.
Have you met Fabian? Fabian loves raccoons.
Yeah. They're so cute. Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the albino ones?
Oh, no.
It's kind of weird, but it's cool to see them.
Like, I'm imagining it.
Yeah. No, we'll look at it later.
I'm picturing, like, a tweaker-looking raccoon.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I can see.
They got to have the stripes. Yeah.
Almost, I think they're like kind of brown, and the rest is like really white or like light gray.
Oh wow,
they look weird, but it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I seen that video of someone like they turned their dog into like a raccoon.
What the heck?
Well, like they like kind of like colored its like fur, and then like made its like tail a certain way, so it looks like a raccoon. I thought that shit was funny as hell.
That's tight.
I want one so bad, dude.
Have you seen what was it? I think in China they they made
the cafe
the
raccoons, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I seen that today.
There's a raccoon cafe.
Yeah, so you can pet the factory raccoons. Sweet. I seen that today.
I like that little hippo that everyone's showing. Mudang. You seen him?
I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen the baby hippo?
It's like biting everything, right?
Yes, dude. There's a baby hippo. It's not a regular hippo, not like the ones that like Pablo Escobar had that like could eat anything.
Yeah.
It's like a pygmy hippo. So they're slightly smaller, but it's like a baby one.
Oh, no way.
And it's like a menace, dude. Like, but it looks so funny.
No way. I'm going to have to look it up.
Dude, it looks so sick.
There's a picture right there.
Like, oh, yeah. If you want to see it, there it is.
Oh, no way. Oh, dude, that thing's cute.
Its name is Mudang. Oh, there's a
bite. It kind of looks like a dog, but the hands are creepy.
We're looking at a albino raccoon now, guys.
What's that?
I'm just telling the viewers.
The listeners. Oh, dude. Raccoons are so sad. I think they're so smart.
That's awesome.
Dude. Was it, I forgot what animal they're trying to, I don't know if they try to use raccoons for like a certain like experiment, but the raccoons kept like breaking out.
Oh, no way.
So they're just
smart.
Like stopped it. Yeah, they're really smart.
Yeah, they are smart.
They're little curious creatures.
Yeah.
I like the cotton candy video.
Cotton candy.
So like raccoons, like they wash their food.
Oh my God.
And there's a video where someone gives one cotton candy. And what happens when you put cotton candy in water?
Oh, it just evaporates.
Disappears. So yeah, it puts it in, it's like.
Dude, it's so funny. You're really into raccoons then.
Raccoons are tight, dude.
Yeah. That's dope.
I fixate on certain things, and then there's some things that I just don't give a crap about.
Yeah.
I've sent a couple of raccoon memes into our TBM group chat.
Yeah.
Was,
they're always a hit.
Today, I think I saw two.
Yeah, there was one today, right?
Today he was in a stray jacket. It's a raccoon stray jacket. Uh-huh. And it said, I got too silly today or something like that. I went too silly or something like that.
Dude, that's so awesome. So I think we looked into trying to get one.
You can, right? Aren't they legal here in California?
I think we've told this before, right? Like, you can't get them unless you can prove that the mother abandoned it.
Oh.
You can't technically just go and grab one.
Okay.
But, and then you got to have, like, some sort of license or something like that.
I don't think I've ever seen, like, raccoons loose here in Fresno, right? Like,
I see them by my house all the time. No. I see foxes, dude.
I've seen them run over.
Yeah.
For real?
I've seen them
in a forever nap.
What? You never see them a lot in Fresno.
The long nap? The forever nap?
Wow, that's crazy, bro. I've been in Fresno all my life, and I've never seen a raccoon.
Have you seen a possum?
Yeah, I've seen possums.
Those things are ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I see do to her? I'd be like, because at my work, we'd always catch them, find them. And I'd be like, bro, we found a puppy in the yard. And she's like, oh, I want to see it. And then it's like, in like a trash can, there's like a raccoon that I caught.
Zoomed in on its face, too. I'm like, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Every time, dude. There was one, and it like ran into like the conference room at my job. Like,
in the conference room?
Yeah. So like, yeah. And then like we had we put a trash can in one of the doors. We had one of the guys go to the other side, and he like chased it with a broom. And then, like, as it was, like, trying to find a way out, it found, like, the little crack, and that's where the trash can was. So it ran in there.
It's rat tail in the face just grosses me out.
You know, the babies are kind of cute, though.
The possum or the raccoon?
The possum.
They're ugly.
They're so gross.
Yeah, I don't like them. They scare me, actually, too.
Really? Yeah. They are gross.
Yeah.
They carry a bunch of diseases, too.
Yeah, but they're really dirty.
They're actually really essential to, like...
I don't think they don't get a rabies.
So they eat like ticks and like bugs that can like harm you.
You can get like Lyme disease from it, no?
Not from possum. But like they can eat them and kill them. And so they technically are protecting you.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so it's all ecosystem. Not see it then.
Yeah.
You know what? We have one, like a neighborhood one, or the neighborhood has one. And he would always come to our house. My wife, for a little bit, started making like homemade dog food for our dog. So
she's so cute.
The possum would eat the poop because it like didn't get digested all the way. It was like leftover, you know,
healthy still.
That's pretty awesome though.
Yeah, because we would go outside and there would be no poop.
Like
what happened to it?
Eaten by a possum.
Yeah, and then one time we saw like our dog Kinji freaking licking something. She's like, oh, he's licking a cat, he probably killed it. I was like, be careful. My wife went outside, and no, it was a possum.
Was he playing dead?
Yeah, playing dead.
Yeah,
we actually have a pellet gun, just in case. Because we have a chihuahua that's like 4 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And we're afraid that they could hurt it.
Yeah.
So, like, we have a pellet gun right there, like, by the sliding door, just in case. At least scare it, but I'll try to hit it in the face.
Are they aggressive like that? Where they would
Hiss at you. They're more afraid of you than you are, though.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
I mean, some people are really afraid of them.
Dude, one time I had just had a little Honda Civic hatchback, all fixed up, you know. I had just got it painted, dude. This beautiful, like, teal green.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, really sparkly. And,
I have a question. Did you have the duckbill spoiler on it?
I did.
I knew it.
I did. I had the duckbill. Yeah. Yeah. With some white little rings on it.
They're sick. Yeah.
Nice.
And, so I'm coming down, like, Fresno Street in the middle of, like, Fresno, you know, right by Fashion Fair, and I want to say I'm messing with my radio or something. All of a sudden, boom! I hit something, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, dude, don't tell me I hit a dog or you know. So I pull over real quick and I go to the road and it was a freaking possum, dude. And he tore up my bumper, bro. I was so pissed. Killed my paint, bro. I was so.
It's like that teal green. Is it like that teal green?
Yeah, it's
color?
Like that, like. It's not like a lime green. It's in between like a lime green and
because that was like
teal.
The style at that time, right?
Yeah. It was the original color. I just ended up getting like some Sherwin-Williams, really expensive paint, and like extra sparkly. So I painted it that color, you know.
So right now that you're mentioning like driving, have you ever seen anything crazy while you're working on the road?
The other day I seen like a coyote. I do see like. A lot of like crime happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've seen? I got a nice little.
I've seen like people breaking into cars, you know. I seen a car chase. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, literally right in front of me. Like, they just zoomed right in front of me.
Oh, please tell me you have like a camera.
I don't, dude. I need to get one, dude.
You know what's crazy? Because like we have them where I work, I drive also. And whenever I see something, you can yell out, okay, presto, and it'll save the clip.
Oh, no way.
Or it'll timestamp it. And so when you go on the computer, you can
click where it's
it.
At. Yeah.
Yeah, you go straight there. And last time, I think there was like, I kid you not, there's this dude in like a wheelchair, and his knees were bleeding. And I was like, that's the bottom of his leg. He had just gotten like amputated, and he's still in bandages, blood just like coming out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dude, I see some crazy shit. Like yesterday, same gas station where I saw the tranny hooker, the one that tried to sell me her merchandise, his merchandise, their merchandise. This time it was because it's over there on 99 and Belmont. Uh-huh. You know, there's that Chevron.
Yeah.
Because you have those gas cards. There's only certain places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I park there. It's easy for me to like go in back on the highway. So I'm waiting there and I see like this like street walker. She's walking around, dude. Yeah, it's kind of cold in the morning, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's wearing like this yellow fishnet, like nothing else. She comes by and she's like trying to see if anybody will like speak to her. Uh-huh. And her like pimp comes up in like this red Impala and he's like yelling at her. And she's like, well, that's all the guy gave me. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm about to see it. I'm about to see her get slapped or something.
Yeah, he's about to slap her. Yeah.
And I kid you not, man. I got to stay away from that gas station because every time I go there, there's like
something happening.
Like,
dude, Belmont right there, it's like heaven
pure
for. Yes, exactly.
Dude, like, there's like a thing on Netflix. It was called like Vice Inc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Fresno was in like.
Yeah, they were on one, right?
Bro, they were like in three episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the
It wasn't Cops?
No, it was called like Vice Inc. or something like that. And like the first like three out of the five episodes, Fresno was in each one of them. One was for human trafficking. And the one was for human trafficking. The other one was for meth. And then the other one, what was it? I think it was like gangs. Dude, we just it's just like, God damn it.
The trafficking
we're a hub. Like, because everything runs through Fresno.
Yeah.
Like you need to go somewhere long, like far away.
We're smack dead in the middle.
Yeah, we're right in the middle. You can like split off from here anywhere.
There was a cop.
There's a cop. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
but then I remember the Vice.
They went to Christie's Donuts and they like busted the pimp, and he had like this 16-year-old or 15-year-old girl.
Jesus.
Yeah, that he was running. And dude, it's crazy, dude. Like I hate to think about things like that because I have daughters. You know what I mean? And it's
I went to Comic Con this year, and I guess they hit a ring. Where they're trying to traffic, I think they caught like, or they found like 12 people or 8 people or something like that.
Wow.
And because my brother said, I think you sent it to me too. Like multiple people sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, yeah, they busted someone trying to like traffic people. And I was like, fuck. Like, because I don't think about that. I was trying to buy nerd shit.
At the arena? Like, where are you guys
from? During Comic Con. Like, I think they're like trying to do it there.
Oh, wow.
Like, almost like, oh, meet us up here, you know? And like, God knows. I didn't go into the details, but I saw. It popped up a few times, and I was like, damn, that's...
Where was that at?
It's in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Oh,
I'm trying
to
go again next year.
Yeah. I'm trying to go next year. Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's sick, dude. Yeah. Again, next year. Dude, it's sick. Like,
yeah.
He thinks you're talking about the ring. You're going to go to the
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Bro.
You're talking about that.
No. Like, I'm talking about going back to Comic-Con. Dude, it's crazy. They speaking of something like that. So, they, like, have you ever heard of Hong Kong?
Oh, yeah. And
apparently, you could hit them up and they'd pick you up from the convention and take you to Tijuana.
No way.
Yeah, like that. And that's how big that convention is. Like, even TJ's in on it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's insane. I thought it was so funny. Like, someone's like, are you going to do this? I'm like, no.
Yeah. Dude, that's obviously, like, kind of scary, too, though. Like, you're just chilling and stuff, and then you got all, like, these hookers coming up to you. Like, you want to chill?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm scared. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wouldn't want to talk to nobody. Like,
over there? Or, like,
well, I mean, if that shit's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's so weird.
I went to one in San Jose. We went to a Naga. No. The comic
tournament.
Yeah, Comic Con type thing. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It was cool, dude. Like, people were dressed up. They had like hella like stuff for sale. You know. Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Oh, it's like a nerd swap meet on steroids. Is what
Pretty much. It was at the fairgrounds over there in San Jose. Yeah.
I competed there in January this year.
Oh yeah.
The fairgrounds.
That's where it was, yeah.
What was it? It was the Naga?
San Jose Open.
Oh, the Open. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where the flea market is? Is that
I don't know, actually.
I'm trying to remember the name of the street, but I know, the fairgrounds is across the street, and then, like, this is, like, the Ag building. That's where, like, they had the Naga.
Where you somewhere on there?
It was over there, yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard to find.
Was it?
It was like pouring rain too. I'm like, where am I going? My GPS took me in circles.
Oh, wow.
And we just went on foot and found it. No. Found like a guy wearing a gi. I'm like,
let's follow him.
Always. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I just look for stickers or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not like, the back of cars? That's
Oh, sure. Okay.
Sure. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Kale.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're in the Bay Area. Everyone has Shory Roll.
Yeah. And Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. And Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Right? Yeah. Are they really big out
Dude,
there?
Dude, it's big out there. Yeah. Really? They have like, I want to say 3 or 4 gyms that are always competing like in the Stockton.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a bunch of Gracie gyms.
I was looking at the Stockton one in November, and I noticed a bunch of those too.
Right?
The Elite Team has one in Monterey, right?
They do. They do. Yeah, they have one in Monterey. Yeah, that's Mark out there. I've never been there,
but it sounds nice.
Yeah, they do like a lot of Nogi. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah. Elite Team's everywhere, man.
Everywhere, dude. Yeah.
They exploded over the last few years.
Taking over, bro.
It's really nice to. It's nice to have like a nice network.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can probably jump in here and they'll be cool with it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody's pretty cool about it, dude. I mean, I haven't really ran into any of the teams that are like, nah, you know.
You know what? How did you,
you do a lot of open mat time?
I do.
Like,
yeah.
Even on other like other gyms.
Oh
like,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
How did you? How did you get into that?
So I mean, okay, I've trained at a lot of places. When I first started, I did start with my cousin, who was an MMA fighter, and he had been into it for years, dude. He was a wrestler in high school, so he was always, like, you know, getting into fights and shit. And I used to go to his MMA fights, and he would be like, dude, come and train with me. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, like, at one point, yeah, I thought I could fight, you know what I mean? Like, I thought I was a tough guy, you know? And so finally, one day, he talked me into taking my kids. And so I took my kids, and then, you know, 2 weeks go by, and I'm telling my kids, like, you got to try harder, you know, you got to be better, right? Yeah, yeah, you know. And I want to say it was either my oldest or Hazel. They're like, why don't you do it, Dad?
If you think it's so easy.
Damn. Yeah. They called you out.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll do it. I'm not scared, right? And so I had to kind of, like, keep my word on that. And, yeah, I ended up starting out there in Reedley at a little small gym that my cousin was coaching at. And I did it for roughly 8 months to 10 months. And off and on, you know, because I would get my ass beat and I'd get real sore, you know. So I'd try to, you know, get over that. And he ended up getting a really good job. And he was like, hey, I'm not going to coach no more. So maybe, you know, I think you're good enough now to where you can go to a different gym and, you know, maybe something closer to you. Because I did live in Fresno and I was driving to Reedley.
I think I've been there. Yeah. Was that like 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I think I went there once or twice.
No way.
Yeah. I don't remember who the person ran it. But when you said that, I remember going to like a small tiny.
Yeah, world, it's right in downtown.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was a boxing gym. But they put mats
in
there.
They put mats in there. Yeah. It was tiny.
Yeah, and then they started doing like little jujitsu classes. That's and crazy. Shit. Yeah.
Dude, your kids are good as fuck, dude.
Oh, dude.
Skilled.
Yeah.
I rolled with your son, and I'm like, this kid, how old is he?
He's 15.
He's fucking 15? Goddamn, dude.
Last time I rolled with him, he kept trying to wrist lock me. I was like, that's what we're doing today? Oh, my God. I was like, I wasn't expecting that from you. I'm like, okay.
I do it to him, so. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like one of those things when something gets done to you, you want to go and do it to other people.
You want to do it back, Oh, it was funny. I was laughing on the inside. I'm like, I'm going to tell your dad.
You're like, you know, sometimes
we'll wrist lock each other. We just start laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like, you dirty motherfucker.
Like, I thought we were friends.
It's such a dirty move. You know what I mean?
And it's
like,
so funny, though.
I just feel so bad doing it, but I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. You know,
I don't know. I trust you, so I really don't care. Yeah. I'm like, I was like, oh, you bastard,
dude. Some people do not want to tap to it, dude. I'm like, dude, your wrist is gonna break. Like, you
it
need
hurts
to tap.
Too much. I don't care.
Yeah, I tap right away, like, because I know later on I'm gonna be like,
yeah. You trying to use your phone? You're like,
yeah, exactly. Or it locks up. I'm all.
Or if you roll a Freddy, you're throwing up gang signs all the time. On you, it's fucking dirty.
What do you mean?
He does a double wrist lock.
A double wrist lock.
He gets me 2 times. I was like, you're dirty.
You can't even tap. No.
I have to yell. I'm like, that's fucked up.
I know. Corey will put me in a submission, and then on top of that, he'll throw a wrist lock in there.
Oh, wow.
Just to be like, I just want to throw it in there just to do it.
A double,
like,
submission?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. He'll Marty, if I – oh, man, I had the stupidest fucking idea once. I told him I wanted evil Marty as a joke. I was like, I want, like, evil Marty. Like, don't, like, come at me.
That was a day you learned.
Fuck, dude, I should have never done that. I, like, that was the day I was like, oh, yeah, he fucking destroyed
He's
me. He was
quick,
like,
dude.
Yeah, he can move.
He's
dude.
Freaking
I was like,
oh,
he can fucking move. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. I never asked for it again.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times, and I've been, like, so angry.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking go.
I try my hardest with him, dude, and he keeps passing, you know. I just, like, oh, man.
There's
like,
times where he'll bait me.
Oh, he'll bait you?
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Why do you want me to be in mount?
Right.
What are you trying to do?
He's doing something.
And then he does some crazy shit, and then I tap. I'm like, I should have known.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it next time.
He's always usually like, when it's like too good to be true, you know something's gonna happen. You know, they're doing it for a reason. Yeah. They want a reaction.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, yeah. No. Yeah. I'm scared now.
Take
thank
my
you.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have my back.
So much
it's
fun.
Totally fine. There's some people that won't take my back anymore, which fucking sucks.
Dude, I've been having a hard time with your back.
Wait, you want people to take your back?
Yeah, because I'm trying to work on some turtle stuff.
He's getting really good out at getting out of the back take. I used to love taking his back, and now I'm just like fucking pissed
sounds
me
really
off.
Gay, but
challenge yeah. accepted for yeah, you on Sunday.
Oh, you know what? Fred is the one person I won't let him do it because I know he'll like destroy me. Sometimes I'm like I'm doing fucking poses, you know, like
no,
yeah.
no.
I'm not, stretching you out. Good off the back, like for this tournament. Hopefully, my competitors don't freaking listen. But I don't think I'm gonna take the back like if I have the opportunity.
Oh no way!
It's better to be on top. It's like better to be on top almost.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But if you get the back, you get the back. You just hold on tight.
Yeah, I feel like I always get flipped over. Like,
well, yeah. No way! Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Body triangle.
Huh?
Body triangle.
Yeah.
My legs are short.
Fuck.
My legs are short. To body triangle, she said body triangle.
Yeah, I usually just latch on with the legs, and then I'll just go for that bow and arrow. Yeah,
that's
I mean?
My go-to,
yeah.
dude. That's yeah. my favorite yeah. one.
Dude, I think
it works.
If I get that grip,
I guess I gotta get a grip first.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish it, dude. Yeah. I mean, 99%. I mean, not to be all cocky, but dude, I really practice the back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I gotta
that's
do.
My favorite
dude,
one.
Dude, I feel like I can never get that one.
Yeah, and I have short legs,
I love it.
So I'll throw my leg over the shoulder. God, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So once it's over the shoulder, it's just like a little tight squeeze here, you know? Yeah.
I put a white belt to sleep with that once.
Yeah?
And he never came back.
No way.
Swear.
And what did
at Marty's?
And what did his body do?
At our old gym. He was fucking around, right? I was a blue belt. I think I just got my blue belt, too. And our coach wasn't there, so somebody else was kind of, like, watching the class. He's like, oh, you know, you're not going to armbar me. You're not going to armbar me. And I'm reaching for his collar. I'm like, that's not what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go for the bow and arrow, and the guy there was like, fucking make his ass tap. I was like, all right. So I'm cranking it, and he's not tapping. But then I hear him fart. So I let go.
No!
I let go because I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And his body's twitching. I'm like, what's happening?
No
dude,
way.
Dude, he went out. Damn. I felt so bad.
What if he shit himself?
He probably did.
Yeah.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, man. I couldn't stop laughing because I didn't know. I've never seen anybody be put out at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I felt bad.
That is,
I know he was embarrassed.
Dude, that's a big fear of mine.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, you've been out.
You've been put to sleep.
No, I've been put to sleep. I'm like farting when I get put to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my biggest fear, just on the mat.
I've been
farting.
Put out to sleep
we
twice.
We used to have a training partner who would fart all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I did one time, and it was not too long ago, dude.
Got put to sleep?
No, I farted. Yeah, I was so sad, dude. It ruined the rest of my rolls. I was just, like, so embarrassed.
Yeah, but see, like, I think you said his fart was, like, super long, right?
It was.
Like, a small one, anybody could just be having, like, a bad, like, tummy day, you
but
know?
But, dude, it was so quiet in there, and all you hear is, I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, why do you think I always ask where the music's at?
Yeah. Punished us and didn't play music. Like, I'm like, we're in here, dude. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Yeah, the music, it does make a difference.
It makes a difference. Yeah, he's like, does. You guys don't need it. You don't need it when you compete. I was like, yeah, but it's loud in there, Marty. If you're listening, I apologize.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm
like,
at tournament, it's loud.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's
Jiu-Jitsu World League, they play music, don't they?
They have music on it.
Well, yeah, Jiu-Jitsu World League. But like IBJJF.
Yeah, IBJJF is pretty loud in there.
Yeah, so it doesn't like, it just doesn't sound awkward. You know what I mean? Yeah.
When you're training and you get off work and you get there and I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need some like hype music.
Right.
Anything. Yeah. Even play the sad stuff. I don't care. I just
you got a pretty good playlist.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the ghetto ratchet shit. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Is that the Megan Thee Stallion stuff?
I love it.
In one of our old gyms, it was too ghetto for some people. Right,
dude. Oh, that's right. They made comments, right? Some parents, made comments, dude.
Oh,
I used to have the music bumping in our last gym. Like we pretty much kind of ran it when we were there. It was fun. And we had like our warm-ups going and one of the guys, I guess he was one of the parents checking out the class.
Student. Yeah.
He comes up to me. He's like, you know, can you change the music? Like my kids are in the background. You know, I don't want them to hear this stuff. I was like,
they were done with class too.
They were done with class. So they were in like the back area playing with his little boy, with Freddy's little boy. Right.
Yeah.
He made his kids sound like angels. I was like, all right, whatever. Naturally. And I was like, all right, now we're going to do rounds. Cause at that gym, we would spar for an hour. I'm like, the music's going back. We're all adults here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids hear whatever they hear. You know, they're old enough. Kind of. I'll play it.
Just WAP is just playing like At 11.
Yeah, Whopper. Because at that time, like, that shit was like,
the extra dirty version.
Yeah. The extra wet version.
But I ended up playing it anyway. He ended up getting so mad, he walked out. He left. And then I think, like, the next day, I found out that his kids were, like, making a mess, like being mean to like the other kids back there. Yeah, I was like, oh, you're little angels.
Yeah.
Little you never want to believe it's your honor, I am assuming.
Dude, I mean, nowadays kids are exposed sweet. To a lot worse stuff.
Oh, bro.
I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Nowadays, like, I mean, there's just so much stuff that kids are exposed
Dude, think
to.
Think about it. They have like everything in their pocket.
Yeah,
the phone.
Yeah. Everything when you're a kid is like what you heard from your older siblings or something.
Exactly, yeah. But now it's like straight in their face. My kid's on the kid's YouTube, and dude, I mean, all the time, like, I'm like, did I just hear that guy cuss? Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and it's a cartoon, and I'm like, okay, change that. You know what I mean? Like, bro, and they're like, oh, talking about crack and, like, some crazy stuff, bro. I'm like, how is he getting this on kid's YouTube? You know what I mean? Like,
that's weird.
There's that man. There's this one, these guys were like dressing up in like superhero outfits and like whatever, so it looked like kid friendly.
Yeah.
But they're like subliminal, like, messages to like for sexual shit. It was like about a year ago they got caught or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard.
And they were like getting kids like watch those videos. Like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they got, you know, bright colors and, you know, well, like, think about it, costumes.
The highest
shit.
Video of all time in YouTube is the Baby Shark song.
Like, oh,
you know, like,
yeah,
it's, you know, obviously kids are like
they're attracted to
they
that.
Consume like crazy.
Yeah.
That's scary because it's like, how do you filter all of that?
I know
stuff?
That's what
everybody
I'm saying.
Has a Kindle or an iPhone or something in front of them. Like,
I thought it would filter
that?
Out itself, but like, if you just got to really pay attention. Oh, I mean, that's and that's kind of my bad too. But yeah, I'm
your kids
on
are pretty
it now.
Good, dude. Yeah. I don't think you're bad.
No, yeah, but I know. I just
you still don't want your kids exposed to.
Yeah. It just freaking sucks. Tough, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard when you don't have kids.
I don't envy
you know?
The younger generation.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, like, because I'm like, yeah, I think they'll be fine. You know,
yeah.
I don't
that's
have any
that's uncle
hard.
Energy.
Yeah.
That's the uncle
but
and auntie energy.
Eventually, like, you know,
it's
when
like,
you have
this
the kids, everybody goes through it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm sure.
I went through it with all my girls. And, you know, dude, it's crazy because Uriah has been so chill, bro. Like, so chill, dude. I have not had anything bad with that kid, dude. I mean... He's such a good kid, bro. Yeah. My daughters fucking make me pull my
Terrible.
Hair out.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I love him. I love
what
him.
What about the your little one?
Blaze?
Yeah.
Yeah. He
Blaze,
like I said, yeah.
Cute. Has he started training?
So we put him in classes here and there. Uh-huh. He doesn't focus really well. He's a little bit autistic, so it's hard for him to really like focus, dude. Yeah. Like actually today before we came, he was telling me like he had a bad day. Aww. And I was like, why, what happened? And he was like, my friends were being mean to me. So I kind of got a little it's a little bit harder with him. Like, you got to keep asking him different questions to get stuff out of him, you know. With the other kids, they would just talk, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, with him you got to kind of like beat around the bush. And he said some kids were picking on him today, so I was like, dude, like, so sad, bro. I got so sad. Yeah. But yeah, we got to get him into training, bro. That way, so he knows like if somebody pushes
Some
you, you know. Yeah exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
rough.
Yeah.
Kids are mean too.
Yeah, they're mean. Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, I wish I could be like 10 so I can go beat up that kid.
Dude, I told him, I was like, we're gonna go to your school. I'm gonna push those kids.
Hey, Uriah.
Yeah.
I'm all Uriah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you again?
Yeah.
It was pretty.
Hazel would go. Hazel would go. Yeah. Yeah. She does not care. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
She does not care.
You know what? Send the one that's underage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You want to. Yeah. You don't want anyone
allegedly.
Catching the case.
We're not planning anything.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
She would go.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk to the teacher on Monday. See what's up. You know what I mean? Like, just so she can kind of keep an eye out for it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. But you know, it happens. You know, people go through it. And you know, actually, that's one of the reasons I started my kids in martial arts is because my oldest daughter used to get picked on.
Oh, shit.
She was in an accident when she was a little bit younger. She was going down a hill up there by Chichansky on a little scooter.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And she caught a rock and went face first, dude, Fuck. And it, like, tore her face up, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
dang.
She had to have a bunch of surgeries and stuff like that. Oh, so she used to get picked on a little bit, you know, and... we ended up putting the kids in Taekwondo.
Nice.
They did that for like 5.5 years. Hazel got her black belt, and Uriah.
She's saying she can like kick the shit out of my face if she wants.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
Like, messing around in the back. I'm like, I had no idea. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The other two are like black stripes, which is like one stripe away from a black belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, at that time,
point, it's like just.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's another month?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah, another month and another $75 because that's what they do over there, dude.
Yeah,
they promote a lot and fast, but they charge you every time. You know, so. Yeah.
Do you want that belt?
Yeah.
How badly do you want that belt?
Exactly. And these kids will pay, you know? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's how. And then after that, they. Started doing wrestling and then did jujitsu and boxing.
They're well rounded. Yeah.
Nice, that's cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's insane.
And you got into all that too?
I didn't. I maybe trained boxing a handful of times, and then wrestling. I am not a good wrestler at all.
Did you wrestle in high school?
No, I wish I did, dude. Mm. Yeah, I.
You're a travieso in high school.
I was, dude. Yeah, yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, I only went to 2 years of high school. That's another long story. But I got my wife pregnant at the age of 14. So she was 15, I was 14. And I've been a dad since I was 16 years old.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you now?
I am 38.
Dude, you've been a dad more than half your life.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
No, like, more than half.
Almost
half.
It's more than half.
That'd be about 48.
It's the end of the week. Yeah. We don't have to know math right now. It's okay.
Yeah, if you were like, you know, if he was 42, then it'd be like a third of his life. But that's why I said more than half. Yeah. That's insane, dude. I can't picture that. Like,
yeah, dude. Me and my wife were forced to grow up really early. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
That is insane.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, like.
Do you feel like it, like, put you on the right path? Like,
dude, it really did. It really did, dude. Mm-hmm. I was up to no good at that age, you know. I partied a lot in my teenage years.
Yeah.
And, I feel like it made me mature. So by the time I was in my 20s, like, I didn't want to party or, like, go to parties and shit like that. I just wanted to chill with my family.
Yeah, you got it out of your system. Yeah. Younger.
I need to go hang out with my kids or take care of my kids or whatever.
Your kids are so sweet and really respectful, too. They're so nice.
I try my best with them.
You did really good. From what, we've seen in the gym, I think they're just super respectful.
Yeah, I tell them respect goes a long way. You know?
It really does.
Yeah, if you respect somebody, they're going to, you know, give you the same respect, so... And if they don't, then, I mean, that's when you can act a little bit differently. You know? Yeah.
That's when the jiu-jitsu and more and
is that a, wrist lock time?
Yeah.
Double wrist locks.
Yeah.
Taekwondo. I was like, Kung Fu is not Kung Fu, Taekwondo.
Yeah, Taekwondo. They did a little Muay Thai, too. Yeah, they did a little Muay Thai. Because we were at the Throne for a little bit, so they used to do all those classes, too. Yeah.
Their open mats are crazy, dude. They're big.
I haven't been to their open mat in a while.
I went to the new gym.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it's
big.
It's
great Nogi.
Yeah, they have a lot of people there.
Yeah, a lot of good wrestlers.
I haven't been there, but I've seen photos online. It looks really
good. The Halo one's pretty good, too, on Saturdays.
Yeah,
I think you were walking in as we were leaving.
Yeah, dude, I came super late that day.
Oh, yeah, that day.
Why did you you're going.
I was so sad, dude. I got to roll with two guys. Brandon Cash got to whip my ass. It was cool. Like, I mean, at least I got something in, because if I didn't get nothing in, I would have been really sad.
How do you like coaching,
dude? I love it.
I see you coaching kids,
bro. I freaking love it. I love the kids, bro.
I helped her out like a handful of times, and I was
like a weird feeling. I was like, how the fuck do you guys do this?
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's stressful, but there's something pretty unique of seeing like a 5 or 6 year old learn something that you just kind of taught them and you've been helping them guide through.
It's a wonderful feeling.
So many kids,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I did
soccer for like, I want to say 5 years. Wow. And that was awesome. I got to grow with these kids, you know what I mean? And they got first place 3 years in a row.
Nice.
And then the commission ended up like started trying to take my players from me, you know? So then I got a little tired of that. Yeah. And I ended up bouncing from it, but I totally miss it. It was really cool. Yeah.
Just
and then I started coaching the kids for jiu-jitsu, you know, as a blue belt. And
you've been doing it for a while.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, I was doing it at New Wave, and then Clovis, Elite Team Clovis, and then went to Marty's. So nice. I really enjoy it, and I appreciate everybody that's let me coach their kids. Yeah. they all have a little special place for me.
There's some little killers on there. Yeah. Huh?
Oh, dude.
I see them. I'm like,
oh, bro.
The Jesus stuff Christ. Marty coaches yeah, them, I'm just like, dude, when you guys hit our class, yeah, exactly. I don't want to roll with you guys.
That's yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm a grown 30-year-old. Like, class. Nope.
It's so funny because, like, yeah. You see whoever has students, like, you see their students definitely adopt their style. Like, I'll roll yeah. with his students. They have his style. Like, uh-huh. I'll roll with people that, like, we're under
Henry's class.
Hank? Oh yeah, my God. And the weird stuff just they like would do. Hank,
I'm
dude.
Like, it's just like Henry.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, yeah.
Kid, that's tight. That's dude, tight.
Like, all the kids in like Marty's kids class and you guys, same style as him. I'm like, fuck, man, this yeah. sucks.
It's pretty cool because it's different types of styles.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes your rounds more exciting.
Yeah. Me and Marty have a similar style. You know what I mean? We like to invert and bolo and shit like that. So yeah.
I hate
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It just fits like perfect. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I bring like the stuff from Visalia down. You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah that's also great. Cool. You know?
I need to go
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome, dude. They have the comp class.
Yeah. It's big. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
A lot of people show up too, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For and nice Saturday too.
He goes over all the point system and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Gets you ready for
you
the
You know
comps.
What I really like is he'll be like, if you want to work on guard, go over here. If you want to go on passing, or he yeah. kind of like break. He does like
yeah. Two he does that things. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Like well, every time I've gone, he's done that.
That's when I want to say the Cisneros were there. Okay. Yeah. They're so
also amazing.
Yeah. Jacob is a high patrol somewhere like in the LA area.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good job.
Bro, I would hate to get arrested by him if you're trying to run. Bro, he'll wrap you up. And then Josh is out there in Arizona now. So yeah, yeah,
oh, sick.
Yeah. And I think the oldest brother is like in New Jersey now. So yeah,
oh,
yeah,
just
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah. So now you got Sam, you got Owen, you know, you got all these other guys that are took their place yeah. and are like monsters now. You know,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? I saw Tane and Dalpra.
Oh, yeah, he came.
It was Josh the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
oh,
was yeah. like, it was like when they were kids.
Yeah, dude. When they were kids,
like,
yeah.
I was like, goddamn. Oh, he did mention it at the seminar that he trained at Elite Team.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, that's
yeah.
crazy, dude.
Yeah, he used to go up there and train with Josh, and yeah. Damn, yeah, Tom knows him pretty good.
Yeah, that was a cool seminar because he brought a lot
of
people.
Oh,
seminar.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
there were so seminar. Many people.
I can't even tell you what we did that day. Huh? Oh, it was yeah. such a long seminar. Yeah. It was cool that we got to roll after, rolled with his wife. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they took the time to train with us.
Yeah, he goes over a lot of detail.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just hard to understand the Portuguese.
Brother, we're at time. We're a little over, which is fine.
Thank you.
But yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Any last words you want to say?
Bro, thank Valley you guys for having me.
Oh, plug your shit, dude. Yeah. Like, plug your stuff. Like your
Al Cookies.
Like, yeah, like your Al Cookies, like your business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So my Instagram is Al Cookies, okay, cool, with cool. a Z, right? And then the Valley Joe Prince, you know, that's my other Instagram.
Geese.
Yeah.
What else?
Geese
shirts.
Yeah, geese shirts, rash guards, hats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Anything that we could print on, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Or embroider on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
More collabs with you.
Yeah. Hell yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
Thank you, brother.
I want to do a rash guard so bad.
Yeah. All right, dude, that went by so fast.
Yeah.